Dane Talk Radio. Where they speak of nothing, but politics and health tips.
Politics, yeah.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness.
For the large morning show in the afternoon.
You know, I'm working on replacing that guy. I'm working on my voice.
Getting close.
Good afternoon, and welcome to St. Louis's
now, this voice I can't
live
do.
Morning show
he passed away.
On in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Not even close.
Due to some violent content.
Well, I wish the Reverend was still alive. That'd be really
no, he
something.
Is still alive.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's alive.
Oh, okay. That's that other guy.
Be right, that first guy.
On the doorstep.
Who died?
Thank goodness.
Nobody.
For the large morning show in the afternoon. I'm working on it. Oh, can you hear the pitter patter? Yeah, and the happy tune. Your step that makes you slip on the ice.
Life
yeah.
can be so sweet.
Where is the sunny side of the street? Now?
Sunny.
Come on out and get that snow melt.
The sun was out.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
a little bit today.
Yeah, where'd it go?
With the blue on the ring. But I'm not afraid.
Thank God it's Friday!
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! If I never have, so we're going to bring Tina Delpy at center stage.
I'll be
she picks it up right here.
Go
she can't.
Uh-oh.
She can't. She came from the dentist.
Functioning.
You went to the dentist?
Yeah.
She's
what'd
talking
done?
Like
what'd you have
that.
Done?
He's got the numb side of the face.
What'd you have done?
They're working on a crown.
They're working on a crown.
Yeah.
The best thing is they're having a special.
Hey, get her in the studio now to record for that guy. She could be his replacement.
The best thing is they're having a special.
That guy was all over the place and then disappeared.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
Everybody changed all their.
And he made all his money.
The video's over, I guess.
He made all his money and he's finished. Good for him. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, the pre-Super Bowl edition. This is not a sports show, and I don't know anything about sports, so if you want to call and talk about Super Bowl, you'll probably be teaching us something.
Go Packers!
Yeah, I know who's playing. That's about it. I know where they're playing, and I know that, that Dallas is a mess, and now they got other stuff coming in. And Mike Evans called this morning. He says, man, I'm sorry. He said, I'm not going to be on today. I am getting out of here. So he's leaving. I mean, he's I can't take this.
They got 5 to 6 inches of snow last night.
Yeah, my wife, my daughter sends me a text, a picture of her in Austin, Texas, making a snow angel. It's unbelievable.
that town, the entire town of Austin is shut down. They said,
Because they got I think an inch of snow. It
really?
Crippled them. Oh, they did. Yeah. It was a couple inches, maybe, but it's enough to cripple them.
Good thing we have global warming. They would have had like 10 inches.
Oh, man. You got that right. Oh, you got that
well,
right.
Right.
But a guy like Mike, this is a guy who's a surfer. He grows up, born in Hawaii. He grows up there and moves to Southern California. Lives in L.A. Lives upon. This has got to kill him. I mean, I'm sure if he had known, well, who would have known going down there? This was coming. He'd have never gone. So he's out of there. Big baby.
Yeah.
Big baby.
Yeah.
You know, I told him on the phone, I said, hey, some people actually live in it. And worse. How about people that live with this kind of winter all the time? Live up in Montana.
Or Minnesota.
Or Wisconsin.
Oh, man. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Where it starts in like late September, early
October.
And
they never see the ground. It's always covered with snow.
They have to laugh at us at how crazy we get when
oh, they probably
six
watch,
inches fall.
The national news channels and just you know, sitting there just busting out laughing. I went to Stevens Point, Wisconsin one time, and I've told the story before. It was for business, and the company that sent me there issued me a book on how to dress. It was actually a pamphlet on how to dress to keep from freezing to death. I said, I can't be that cold. They said, without windshield, it's 30 below zero. And I got there, and it was 30 below zero. I rented a car. Every rental car had a cord under the hood. You plug in at night that heat your engine block. They weren't diesels. They were regular cars.
Wow.
But you had to heat the engine block or the car wouldn't start. So I remember I had to plug the car in at night at the hotel. And I thought, what am I doing here? And then I remembered, oh, yes, I'm making some money because I've got this extra gig, this job. And it was a film, a training film. And the cameraman's camera, I remember, a camera has a zoom, and when it zooms, it's much like if any of you have ever had a real camera when there were 35 millimeter cameras, where you rotated the lens to zoom in and out. It rotated.
Yeah.
The camera does that automatically. It's a battery. It's rechargeable and battery, and he hits a button, and it zooms in or out. We could only shoot for about 10 minutes because the mechanism froze on the camera. The zoom froze. It just froze locked up.
Where was this?
In Stevens Point, Wisconsin. And so we're in a trailer. So we had to go in the trailer and let the camera thaw and then go back out, shoot 10 minutes, go let the camera thaw, shoot 10 minutes. And then to top it off, the film, the training film, was to teach people at this particular company I was working for. The job was for Southwestern Bell. And it was to teach their drivers, the people who drove the Bell trucks, how to drive on ice. So there's a place in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, where they have an old airport, an abandoned runway, and they water it down, and it ices over, and they had a Zamboni. They have their own Zamboni machine at this ice driving school. And they'd go clean and slicken the runway. I'm talking, you know, like a mile of runway. So you could get a car out there. I'm going to tell you something. They let me drive a car. It was a blast. I mean, you can just spin and flip around and you're not going to hit anything because it's lined with big hay bales. But it's to teach bus drivers and cops and anybody who works for a company that has a fleet of vehicles how to drive on the ice. And that's what the film was about. The problem was, it's so cold, you could hardly even shoot. They didn't even realize it would freeze the cameras up. But that's the coldest place that I've ever been, and you know, you're dressed in, you can hardly walk because you're like the Michelin man or somebody, gets some big bulky clothes on, and you just can just let your eyes kind of peek out of a slit, or your face will crystallize and freeze and break.
Well, you know, the Green Bay Packer fans and the Pittsburgh fans are down there going, what's the big deal?
Yeah,
they
get
it
all the time. But the people that live there, I talked to a couple people. I said, up in Wisconsin, how do you stand it? And they told me, that, honest to goodness, they go sometimes 4 or 5 months and never see the ground. It's just piles. I remember on the side of the road and in business parking lots where they would snow plow, and it was 10, you know, feet high. It wasn't
the drifts,
3 or 4.
Yeah.
It wasn't just drifts. It was piled from snow plows. And they just, over the season, just keep moving it off the road and just keep stacking up. And it was, I mean, if you're a kid, it'd be great. It'd be like climbing Mount Everest to climb up on top of one of those things.
Well,
so, you can have that stuff.
What they were talking about today is in the spring when all this stuff thaws, and you know how much snow they've had up north. Remember 93? They were talking about that again, heading down towards us.
Well, that's what I thought about this flooding.
Yeah.
The flooding thing. It looks like Tina wanted to say something. It looks like she wants to talk. Do you want to say something?
No.
Well, my friend Jean that lives up in Rockford,
I can't understand you.
She went back home, and she said they have snow all the time, and they keep the roads really clean, but the problem is finding a place to put the snow.
Right.
Because they run out. There's no more place to put piles.
Oh, I've heard New York actually trucks out the snow.
Yeah.
Like in their downtown areas, because exactly, you can't just plow that stuff to a corner, so they have to truck out the piles of snow.
Yeah, they ought to have a business where you own a big van, like a big tractor-trailer truck, not a van, a tractor-trailer, and it's refrigerated, and you go sell the snow to really rich people down in Florida, like Palm Beach, who want to have
their front yard.
Christmas? Yeah. And you just dump it all over their front yard, and they're the only people in town that have snow. That's what they ought to do.
I saw, too, though, they can't even, I guess with all the salt and everything that gets put on the roads, they can't just dump the stuff into the river. It would be a great thing if you could just push a bunch of snow into water, but you can't do it. They can't even do that anymore.
This is unbelievable. It's
everybody's got the, you know, because the runoff and it affecting the water.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The world is crazy. Anybody for the Burke segment? Athena, are you? Is your mouth still numb? Can you feel if something would be put in your mouth? Could you feel it?
Yeah.
A little sensitive.
Is it
right
a little
now.
Sensitive? Yeah. Okay. Can you eat?
Have you tried to eat anything yet? No.
No. I haven't tried.
When will you be able to eat?
Maybe later on.
She might have to be on a liquid
diet.
She's
trying to make her talk just because it's probably painful. Now that we know it's probably painful, we're going to make it through the whole show.
Maybe like
I took four ibuprofen, so it should be getting better soon.
No, that's not enough. You need some real. You got an excuse to take the good stuff.
Yeah, you need some Percocets or some ice.
I have those at home, but I wasn't expecting to need them.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, you're a trooper.
That's right.
Either that or you're stupid for coming in. One or the other. We'll go with the trooper thing. Anybody with a Burke segment?
I got a couple things.
All right. I'd like to introduce Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much. I got this letter today at the station, and there's no name on it, but I'm assuming it's a male that sent this. He sent me an article, and he's wondering why this isn't happening at Westport. Apparently, up in Canada, they had a, you know, those flash mob things they do in, like in malls where they start singing.
For people who don't know what a flash mob is, a bunch of people get together, and they go, okay, at exactly this second, we're all going to break out dancing,
do a
singing, or do something together, and it'll just, people won't know what's going
don't
on.
Don't they set that up on, like, Facebook or something?
Yeah.
A lot of websites do that. But apparently this group of mothers up in Canada got together, and they staged a flash mob breastfeeding nurse-in protest.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so a bunch of women showed up at this mall, and they, I guess, all whipped them out, and they started feeding their babies all at once. And he's wondering why isn't this happening at Westport, which is
a good idea.
Because we have a lot of room here now.
It's
open
healthy.
Space. Yes. It's showing the world that it's okay to
do that. Love your child.
You love your child.
Showing the world
it's a natural
you love your
thing.
Child.
You shouldn't feel embarrassed about doing it in public. You should have the right to do it in public anywhere you want, I think.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion, but I think we need to be forward thinkers nowadays.
In fact, here's the solution. I think if you have a child who's breastfeeding and you have, your breasts are producing milk and you don't feed them, then you're fined or sent to jail.
If
you neglect your, it's called child endangerment.
If you have the milk and you choose not to share it.
You deprive your child of fresh breast milk. That is cruel. And it is, it's child abuse.
Now, I thought in Canada it was legal for a woman, if she wants to walk down the street topless.
I thought you said that was only in Windsor, though. I thought you said that.
I think it's all.
It's everywhere?
I think it's all over Canada.
I don't know if I've heard about that.
You know,
that.
The funny thing is, we sit here and we applaud like that's a great thing. Yeah. I think we all know what that would look like.
Oh, yeah.
95% of the people, you'd actually turn away and go, oh. Yeah, I don't want to see that.
That's all right. I'd still look at it.
Yeah, well,
I don't, that doesn't stop me.
I know. You'd sift through till you get the good ones.
Oh,
you,
sure.
You like the ones on the beach last year?
Which ones?
The topless ones.
Which ones? The big...
most of them were large.
The big ones hangers? Dragging the sand.
Big, oh, my
big
goodness,
Big saggers
no.
along the
sand. Sure, why not? I'm all...
Trails in the, Peon...
I'm all
Peon
equality.
Has,
I'm
an equal opportunity.
His acceptance range is pretty broad when it comes to that. He likes them all.
At least for looking. I mean, there are ones you can just look at. You don't want to go any further than looking.
No, they looked... They separated, and they were, like, on the side, and they looked like two beanbags.
Big old bananas.
Well, when the woman lies down on her back, and one breast is lying next to her on her left side, and the other one is lying next to her on her right side like two other people.
Yeah.
That's not good.
They're both on either side of her belly button.
Yeah, that's not good.
Well, I still look at them. Sorry.
There was also the Speedo men, though, with the gut that hung all the way down over.
I will never be guilty of that. I know what I look like, and I'm not wearing a Speedo. And the guys that do either... They either really don't know how stupid they look, or they do and don't care. I think they don't know.
I think it's Europeans, and they're used to that. They
don't care.
Because a lot of our trips we go to, most of the people that wear stuff like that, like the women that go topless, are all European. Mm-hmm. And those guys, I guess they've grown up always wearing those things. I never understood it.
Yeah, speaking of that, we had our get-together last night. I was unable to be there for personal reasons I won't go into. But I there was a couple, and of course I didn't get to meet them, but I know they were there. And first of all, happy birthday yesterday to Judy McCoy. I forgot to mention her happy birthday. So I called her and talked to her last night, and I felt better. It was really bugging me that I forgot that. She and her husband are going to go with us on this trip. And there's a couple. You guys will have to tell the story. A couple drove up last night for this pre-trip get-together from Mississippi.
Yeah.
Just for the little gathering for a couple hours. and then turn around this morning and drove back to Mississippi, and then I guess have to drive a week from tomorrow back up to leave for Mexico.
Yeah.
You know what? That is AM and the PM.
Yeah. I mean, that's dedication.
Once they get to know us, though, they're going to be very upset they did that.
They'll never come back. Yeah, they'll probably get an early flight out of Mexico.
What were we thinking?
What the heck? Can we get home early? We're not staying a week with these people.
They got a big hand last night when we mentioned that.
That's right.
That they showed up. They got a big hand. A big hand, yeah.
A big round of applause.
Big round of applause.
Yeah, well, they deserve a round of applause. I can't imagine anybody doing that, but good for them.
Yeah.
Good for anything else? Any more?
I got a couple more things.
All right, more of Peon Part 2.
Another one, my second thought is actually about last night, and Dan, Angela was quite impressed. Dan had to step in for you.
I know he
and
did.
And he was quite the master of ceremonies.
He was eloquent.
He was eloquent.
I knew he would be. He talked to me about it. You didn't go get the ball?
No, I didn't, because I didn't know about the snowstorm and everything. I didn't get it because...
Well, see, this, you should plan ahead.
I know.
You mentioned it 3 weeks ago.
I know it. I know
said,
it.
Dan, I'm not going to be able to be there, and I feel bad about it. And he said, I'll take care of it. I'll get up for you. And he said, I'm going to go buy one of those skin cap with fringe hair ball things. And he says, and I'll get up as you. And I said, that's hilarious. And then you didn't do it. And you had 3 weeks to do it.
I know.
And he still killed without it.
I'm sure he did. You're a bigger hit than I would have been.
I talked about the orgies that we have on the first night. We had like a little less than half are new people.
No, it's repeat travelers. The people that go, it's a great bunch of people, and I felt bad about that, but there's nothing I could do about it.
I have a sweatshirt for you, too. Someone made a sweatshirt
for
you.
Yeah, it'll be fun, and we'll stop talking about it because now we got all of you listening.
Make everybody
they hate right. us, and we know that. And so your goal next year, if we go next year, it's a bigger if than it's ever been. But if we go, maybe you can start setting a little special fund aside to do that. And do you have anything else?
Finally, yes, I have.
And now
finally.
Part three.
Yes.
Boy, he's just taking the whole segment.
Wow. Well, I actually forgot about this one. I've been sharing my recipes lately, and I made. One over the weekend.
Turn it into like a chef.
Wolfgang Peon.
Yeah. I made my own pulled pork in a crock pot over the Sunday night into Monday. Ooh. Yes.
Oh, he told me. He talked about this.
And I'd like to share the recipe. Honestly, it's probably some of the best pulled pork I've ever had.
Who is the guy who's a chef and then he cooks up a big meal and he has a big orgy? Wolfgang Bang Puck.
Oh, goodness.
Thank you.
I don't want to mix food and gangbang. Sorry.
Oh,
that's after the food.
Oh, okay.
You eat.
On
and
a
then
full
you have
stomach?
The, oh,
goodness.
Yeah. You need energy. You need
fun.
Some energy. So your latest concoction is what?
So I bought a 4-pound boneless pork shoulder.
Listen to this guy.
Oh, yeah. And I put it in we have a 6-quart crock pot. And you take two big onions, you slice one up, you lay the bottom layer of onions, you put the boneless pork shoulder on top of that, and then the other onion you chop and put on top of that. And I added garlic because I always like garlic and everything. Then you add actually ginger ale into the crock pot, and you let that sit and cook for 12 hours. And then you can separate, you take all the onions out, and you can strain all the juice out and just leave the onions on the side to add later.
Listen, I can't believe this. You sound like you have a cooking show.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
And then you take the pork shoulder out and you pull it with two forks, you pull it like, and then you put it back in and put whatever barbecue sauce you want. You cook it for another 6 hours. Oh, my goodness. It was.
Thanks for bringing it in.
We're like the Today Show. He's had us.
That's right. Yeah,
we're going to have regular segments.
Yeah.
Cooking with Peon. I get you on those white hats and put you on the website.
Yeah.
And let you do a video.
Culinaire should be advertising with us. That's what I think.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good point.
They're all over television.
Let me ask you this. If some cooking school would come on and be an advertiser on the show and let us, talk about them, and they part of the deal is that they give you a course. You could pick whatever course. You'd do that, wouldn't you?
Oh, I was thinking like make me president or something. But yeah, maybe I'll just do some courses too.
You can't run the school. You're not that good yet.
Oh, maybe I'm over. Yeah, a little too confident.
You're already 10 times the cook my wife is after 40 years. I mean, seriously, you cook more already than she cooks since we've been married.
And it was, cooking in a crock pot is so easy. You just leave it sit. How much easier can it get than that? So
that's pretty easy.
There you go.
Somebody else does it.
Let somebody else do it? Well, I guess that could be easier.
That's the route my wife takes. Somebody else can go get
it. That was it.
Anything else? Tina, you okay?
Uh-huh.
You need anything? I read an article about dental work and extensive dental work. And this is going to sound weird, but chest rub, Vicks chest rub.
That seems to help a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, it's
just
nature's
the chest
cure-all.
Rub. Now, you don't even have to have Vicks.
That's like,
no,
yeah.
It's said in the article, if you're out of Vicks, don't worry. Just the rub. Just do the rubbing and the massaging, and it takes your
Or any
mind.
Kind of lotion-y.
Okay. Any kind of lotion, yeah. It takes the mind right off of the pain. Yeah.
Or lotion-like.
She seems like she's, you know.
I'm game.
Willing to
she's up for anything.
Yeah. All right, we have to take our first break, and then when we come back, I got some, I have some stats on Dallas and how much money they say is going to be spent, and I looked at the amount, and then I just did a rough run in my head, and I thought, you know what, that's probably pretty accurate, because the amount of money they say is going to be dropped in Dallas this weekend, I think, how many seats in that stadium, Cowboy Stadium? Does it hold about 100,000 or close?
I think so.
Yeah, so I took 100,000. So let's say even if it doesn't, there's still 100,000 people probably is a good number that'll be coming into Dallas. And once I use that number, this number actually makes sense to me. And it's a pretty huge amount of money coming into Dallas. And then I have some of the... we talked just about a couple. Some of the other things you actually can bet on, legitimate bets you can make at the sports books in Vegas. So we'll do that. And we just got a bunch of other stuff. So here are the numbers if you want to jump in, because we don't have enough. We never have enough to do a whole show. You know that. So we need you. 314-969-KTRS, toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We talk about Thompson Price a lot. We have for about 16 years, 15 years. Because about 16 years ago, and I'm not sure if I remember how I actually met him, if he contacted me or I contacted him, but all I know is that when we decided to do our kitchen, we talked to three companies. One I talked to because a coworker had used them. And a guy gave me this name. He said they did a really good job, and I'm sure they do. But there was something about when Tom Price came out, I just thought, this guy really knows what he's doing. And I also like the way that... you know, he knew my wife didn't cook, and he knew that I didn't know anything about a kitchen. I don't know who makes what appliances or anything. And one of the things I remember was something he said about Sub-Zero. And I don't want to knock Sub-Zero. That's not the point of this. But sometimes people will buy a brand of appliance because they think it's the it thing to buy, and it's tremendously expensive. And I remember he said there are some... great stainless steel, brushed aluminum, whatever those appliances are. He said they don't have the Sub-Zero name on it, but they're fantastic and they cost half the money. And it didn't take but a minute to talk me out of that because I don't like spending money on stuff like that. And I said, fine, you pick it. You pick the appliance. And he did, and he picked the stovetop. And I know it was 15 years ago, but that was a time when if you had the cook stove in your house that wasn't either the electric rings or the gas burners, you know, that glass top with the rings in it, mm-hmm. I thought, man, how does this do this? How does this thing cook? It's just a piece of glass, and then it glows. It lights up, and then there's one burner on it that's the real quick if you're in a big hurry, and it just fires boom, instantly red. I don't know what it is, but it gets bright red right away, and I guess that's if you really got to get something going. And I just remember looking at that kitchen thinking, man, this cost a lot of money. But then thinking, and I can see why, we got what we paid for. These people know what they're doing, and they still do. They're better at it now than they were then. They've got 15 more years experience behind them now. So if you want the kitchen, the bathroom, the home entertainment room done right, and you're willing to pay to have it done right without overpaying, and don't think... there's a problem some people have that they can't afford Thompson Price. Sometimes you can't afford to do it the other way because you'd end up going back having to redo a lot of stuff that was done shoddily. Don't do that. Just do it right. Wait till you can do it right. If that's now, here's the website, thompsonprice.com. Oh, yeah. The Hag. Okie from Muskogee.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee.
Oh, you gotta let this play a little bit.
We don't take our trips on LSD.
I bet you guys don't even know this song.
We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street.
You tell them, Merle.
Cause we like living right and being free.
Oh, yeah. You can't stop it. Let it go.
We don't make a party out of loving.
Thanks for letting me sing, everybody. I appreciate
it. But we like holding in hands and pitching wood.
We can do this on a karaoke night.
We don't let our hair go long and shaggy.
Well, you do now in country music, Merle, not then.
Like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
All right, now, everybody.
And I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee.
Yeah.
This fair even square can have a ball. We still wave
Old Glory
down at the court.
Haven't heard this for a lot of years. And then I'll finish it up right here.
White lightning still the biggest thrill of all.
Yeah. Merle Haggard. He's the greatest.
Are still in style.
You may not like him. I don't care. I love Merle Haggard.
Beads and
he's still kicking, too, that guy. He's another one of those, like Willie, that, you know, they just keep going. And he was in prison. A lot of people think Johnny Cash was in. Johnny Cash was never in prison. He's been in a lot of county jails, but he's never in prison. Merle was in prison. Who can tell me here how Merle Haggard got out of prison early?
He escaped.
He was pardoned by Ronald Reagan.
Really?
Absolutely. And turned his life around, became a big success, and saw Johnny Cash when Johnny Cash performed at San Quentin. Haggard was an inmate.
Wow.
And a singer and songwriter, and he managed to get some material to Johnny's people, and he heard it. And I guess Johnny Cash got some people together, and they went and they said, you know, Mr. Governor, this guy is a good guy, and he was a kid, and he just got in with the wrong crowd, and he robbed a place, and he shouldn't be in prison for that long, and they looked it over, and he came up, I guess, for some consideration for pardon. He got a pardon, and boom, the rest is history. Great Merle Haggard story. Do you have that thing handy that we play sometimes where it says, dogs eating their own vomit? Do you have that?
It's in the middle of the Playhouse theme, though. I don't have it just isolated.
And we think you'll get lots of dogs eating their own vomit. Do you know where that came from?
No.
Let me tell you how smart our listeners are. I get an email from Shelley. She says, I know you don't like poems because most are senseless, and I agree. This one makes sense if you understand the premise. And then she proceeds to explain this Rudyard Kipling poem to me, which, by the way, Shelley's really smart. And I'm not going to go into what the poem is all about, social progress, and kids used to be taught how to write. The way they were taught to write was they were made to copy from copybooks that had moral lessons. It's also how they taught a morality. When you're made to write and copy a book, the whole book, and it's about morality, you can't help but, as you write it down, learn about morals. And those were called copybooks. So that's what this point, and it's called The Gods of the Copybook Heading. It's 1919 by Rudyard Kipling. And I'm just going to go down to almost the end. It's the last eight lines. I'm going to read the first four of the last eight lines. And this is where the dogs eating their own vomit comes from. Listen to this. It's part of a really incredible piece of poetry. As it will be in the future, it was at the birth of man. There are only four things certain since social progress began. That the dog returns to his vomit, and the sow returns to her mire, and the burnt fool's bandaged finger goes wobbling back to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Dog return. And you know what? It's true. A lot of dogs do, after they throw up, go over and try to eat it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
I know. What is that about?
Yeah, I don't know.
Shelley? You are too smart for this show.
I think it's food, I guess.
I don't know.
Where did that pile of food come from? Wasn't here just a second ago.
Well, if I ate it once, I guess it's good enough to eat again. So I don't know. We got
nice
to go to the phone.
Nice and warm.
Yeah, 314-969. Thank you, Pan. You had to throw that in. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Bill is on the phone. Hello, Bill.
Hi there, gang. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you.
About a couple of weeks ago, you said that you used to do this bit with your uncle. Hey there, you there. I met a man.
Well, you remind me of a man. What man? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, That is from the movie The Bachelor and the Bobby Soxer with Cary Grant and Shirley Temple.
Really?
Yeah, Shirley Temple and her grandfather, and I can't remember the actor that plays him. They do, Cary Grant and the grandfather do this routine in the movie.
Just I like never...
Word for word.
And I never knew this. I thought my uncle was a genius, and he made it up.
He probably sold it to him.
Wow. All right. I'll check that out. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, Bill.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend. Jim is here.
Hey,
hello, Jim.
I'm in the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
I don't know if you saw the same advertisement I did or not, but in March of this year, Merle Haggard and Kris Kristofferson are coming to the Fox.
Oh, that would that'd be worth seeing.
Show.
That would be a great show.
Yeah, I forgot what day. I know it's March, and I know it's the Fox.
I think I saw that. Kris Kristofferson is a genius. He's a Rhodes Scholar, and that looks like a homeless guy. And I don't think he's a great singer at all, but what a songwriter.
And he has that song that you sang, right? That, Lord, What Have I Done?
Why me, Lord? Yeah. He's written a bunch of songs, great songs.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know much about showbiz, but I do know that he got the part in Star is Born with Barbara Streisand, because who can tell me who wasn't allowed to do it? Who did she ask for originally, but the Star's manager wouldn't let him do it? Elvis Presley. Exactly right, Jim. Elvis Presley. And Colonel Tom Parker wouldn't let him do it.
I heard you say that before.
And so Kristofferson got it. All right, Jim, have a good weekend.
You too, sir. Bye.
All right, sir.
Wow.
Wow, I must be a lot older than he is. Michael, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
That vomit thing.
Yeah.
That dog's returning to the vomit. It's in the Bible somewhere. It's in the Old Testament somewhere. I remember. I don't know. I don't have one handy. I can't find it, but I'm sure you could look online. It's in there somewhere.
The Bible talks about dogs eating vomit? This is not something I ever heard any preacher get up and preach about.
No,
they don't talk about it too often, but it says, it's somewhere in there. It says that dogs go back to their own vomit.
I guess it would turn the congregation off if a preacher got up and says, today's sermon is about dogs eating vomit. It's in the Bible.
Thou shalt eateth thy vomit.
Yes. Thy vomit. Yeah. You don't. Where in the Bible is it? Do you have any idea?
I don't remember.
On the internet, it'd be easy to search.
It probably related to some, you know.
Oh. Wow, some things never change. That goes back a while. All right, Michael. Thank you. Have a good weekend. Michael, our biblical scholar, who says that the Bible says dogs eat their own vomit.
Oh.
Never in my whole life. And I used to be made to go to church all the time. We never, ever touched on that. They hit everything else, but they, you know. Not, they didn't get to the dogs eating vomit part. Al, how are you?
Hey, Frank, how are you?
Good.
I want to say, this is the only radio show I pay to listen to. Howard Stern was on Dave the other night. And Dan Strauss, Ian the Peon, and Tina Dalpiez there today. I didn't hear her voice.
Yeah, she's here. She had some dental work done. Say hi to Al.
Hi, Al.
Hi,
yeah,
Tina.
See, had a little dental work done.
Now, Frank, did you watch Dave, when Chris Elliott was on the other night?
No, I taped Dave. Was it last night?
I don't know. It was the night.
No.
I think Howard Stern was on last night.
Yeah, and I recorded last night, but I didn't watch Chris Elliott. I like Chris Elliott, but I did not watch that.
He's got his new show on Adult Swim. It's a 15-minute show, and I watched it, and I almost killed myself laughing.
No, Chris Elliott is hysterical to me.
So, it's just, I want to throw that out there.
All right, what's his show called?
It's got some bizarre name. It's on at 11 o'clock our time on
Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network, yes.
Yeah. But it's not a cartoon, is it?
No, but Cartoon Network after 10 o'clock.
They have some different kind of shows on.
I've never watched the Cartoon Network. I've never even turned on the Cartoon Network, but I would for Chris Elliott. I'd watch that.
Why don't you sample it?
All right.
Because after 10 o'clock at night, the Cartoon Network is not for kids anymore.
All right. I'll check it out. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, Al. There goes Al. Super Bowl, Dallas, Texas. $300 million will be sent this weekend. So if you take 100,000 people, that would be, they'd need to spend $3,000 apiece. Which I have to tell you, average, because you know the high rollers are going to spend $5,000, $6,000, $8,000, $10,000. So that actually is a number that makes sense to me.
I have the Bible thing.
You do?
Proverbs 26:11.
And what does it say exactly?
Something about a dog shall return to its vomit, and I didn't pull it up. I had a
bunch of calls say Proverbs 26:11.
You know, a real producer would have actually then pulled up Proverbs 26:11.
Yeah, but I'm not a real producer.
Yeah, well, I forgot. You know, you're really not. No, you're not. I forgot about that.
On my business card, it says world's worst.
I was going to say, if somebody has a Bible, you need a Bible. You go to the internet. Maybe.
Oh, there it goes. As a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly.
As a dog returns to his vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. So what's that? What that's saying?
An idiot
is,
makes a mistake, and he keeps making a mistake.
So that's Dan. You know, that's yeah. No, Dan well, is the equivalent of a dog eating its vomit. That's
I
what it's saying.
To my vomit.
You return to your fool's folly, whatever that just said. You keep doing the same thing over and over.
Yeah.
Cowardly lying, you know, making mistakes, misspelling people's names, just like a dog keeps going back
Man.
To his vomit.
Yeah.
How does your cowardly lion impression taste?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Oh, man. All right, we got some more weather coming. I don't know.
Mm.
You know, now it's tonight, maybe a little bit, and then more Monday. And I looked at one weather forecast: Monday, Tuesday, snow all day, maybe. Who knows?
And Wednesday.
And Wednesday, yeah.
Or should have a dust like tonight?
It better
tomorrow.
End Wednesday because we have to get out of here Saturday.
A dusting to 3 feet. That's
yeah,
what
we
saying.
Have to get out of here on the 12th. We're headed for Mexico, so give us a break. Put a little. A little break in there for a couple of days, Thursday and Friday, so we can get out of town. The reason I mention it is there are going to be more people slipping and falling. And I'm telling you, that lady that wrote me said, thanks for that tip on those spike shoe sole things. That's a great thing to have. I keep a pair in the car in the winter, and you just put them on like you would. You know those totes things you used to put over your shoes? And you just it literally it kind of comes up over the toe and over the heel, and it just covers the sole with steel spikes. And you can walk on ice with those things. Now, don't forget to take them off. You'll rip your carpet to shreds when you're going out. Or if you have a wooden floor, you'll regret that you forgot to take them off. But orthopedic urgent care is now here for you if you fall. You know, people think of orthopedic injuries as sports related. I don't. I don't do sports. I don't play sports. If I get hurt, it's going to be because I'm, you know, getting old and I fall down or something. And I did fall that first snow we got. And that was the first and last time I realized. And that was that first ice glazing we got where I couldn't walk 3 feet without. It was as slick as any ice I've ever seen. It was that clear ice that you didn't know where it was or where it wasn't, because wet pavement and ice look the same.
Did you hurt yourself?
Did not, because I am in good shape.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why I was not hurt, because I'm in, oh, wait a minute.
You have
horrible
padding.
Shape.
Yeah.
And well, that's it. It's because of the padding.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't get hurt. Orthopedic urgent care, they are there for you evenings and weekends. Please, look, if you get an orthopedic injury, you don't need to go to the emergency room. I don't care if one is closer. You're actually saving time and money by getting to Tesson Ferry just north of 270, a block north of 270. They're open Monday through Friday, 5:30 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's in the Tesson Heights Orthopedics Building. If you want more, go to their website. And the best way to do that is go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and you'll find it. Orthopedic, click, link you right to it. Orthopedics. All right. Time to go outdoors. It's been a little cold to go outdoors, but some people, that's their living, it's their life, especially when you're the editor and publisher of a thing called Outdoor Guide Magazine, as this guy is we're about to introduce to you. Made possible by Pistols Plus. Pistols Plus is in Osage Beach, Missouri, the original location. Now they're also in St. Charles County, Highway 94 at Jung's or Young's. You make the decision which it is. Station Road. Pistols Plus, a tremendous, tremendous place to go to buy handgun, rifle, shotgun accessories. If you're a bow hunter, they got an archery expert at each location. You're going to like this store a lot. Everybody does. Pistols Plus. Ladies and gentlemen, Bobby Whitehead.
Yeah.
Hey.
Bobby.
Good afternoon, Frank. How's the gang doing today?
Well, the gang's good, doing Bobby. Fine. And how does an outdoors guy feel about this kind of weather outdoors?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm one of those outdoorsmen that doesn't really care to hunt and fish when it's cold outside.
Sometimes my kind of guy.
Yeah,
my kind of guy.
when it gets cold, I hunt and I fish, but I hunt for business mostly. And it's interesting that you talked earlier about staying warm, and you were talking about your experience when you were stationed at where was it? Were you?
I was actually on. It was a job I was sent on for about 3 days to Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the thing about staying warm, most of us don't, we're not faced with those extreme kind of conditions. And right now, so we're having a hard winter. And I'm going to give you a key. I'm going to give you. Yeah. I'm going to give you a key to staying, you know, to being able to stay warm when it's cold outside. And it's very simple. You're going to think, man, this guy's our outdoor editor. What a moron! This is, how obvious can this be? But here's the key. Here's the key to staying warm. Is don't get cold to start with.
Oh, that's good.
Hey.
Thank you. Thank you. Now I know that I know that sounds simple and it sounds obvious, but I can't tell you how many times when I've been out with folks and I've learned it the hard way myself, where you've got clothes, you take clothes with you. Let's say that you're heading to a Mizzou game. You're going to Columbia. You know we've got some of those evening games now, and it's a nice afternoon. Sun goes down and it gets kind of chilly in the fall and it gets kind of cold. And folks bring a jacket or they bring some warm clothes with them or maybe a blanket. But here's the thing. My wife's done this a lot. She will not put her coat on until she gets cold. And then when she does, she just can't get warm. The key to staying warm is not getting cold to start with.
All right, I'm not the expert, but I'm going to jump in here and say something too. And I think this is part of what you're talking about. In my life, I've had a lot of gloves, all right? I've had gloves that I'd get out in the snow, and in about 10 minutes, my hands were as cold as they would have been if I hadn't worn them. It's the right kind of clothing, Gore-Tex, waterproof stuff, stuff that keeps the moisture out. There are boots and gloves that you can put on that your hands are sweat. They're so hot. They're so warm. And you got to know which kind breathes, which kind lets moisture in. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, here's a simple system, and if you'll remember this, you're never going to get cold. First of all, it's the base layer, and people talk about layering up, and that's overused.
Now, I've never heard of this layering. I've never heard of this.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Your first layer of clothes is so important. Hey, Tina, let me ask you this. Whenever you're out selling ads, you're working, you know, you're going to be outside making calls on your clients, and it's cold like it is today.
Right.
What do you do to stay warm?
Rush.
Do you dress any differently?
She invites him to a hotel room.
I rush to the door. I have gloves and a scarf in my coat.
Yeah, and I bet you got your pantyhose on.
Pantyhose?
No, I don't own any pantyhose.
No, she doesn't
own
anything.
Okay, well.
But I just go from my car right into the door. I don't stay outside very
dilly
long.
Dilly-dally.
Mm-hmm. I have mine
well,
on.
Okay, women usually have two legs up on us when it comes to that because they've got a good base to start with their pantyhose. That's
who doesn't like a lady with two legs up? That's
yeah.
All I
yeah. No. Two legs up on you.
God.
Yeah, now we're talking. That'll warm you up.
Now you got a segment.
Yeah. I know
that's
it.
How I keep warm.
Outdoors or indoors.
Earmuffs.
But, oh, Tina, I didn't mean to start that on you.
Yeah, you did.
I
thought you were going to tell me, oh, sure, you know, you wear your pantyhose. But what my wife does is when we go fishing and it's in the spring or it's in the fall and it could get cold out on the river, she wears her pantyhose and then she wears jeans over those. And then she's got a nice rain suit. She's got rain pants and she's got a rain jacket. And like Frank says, you know, you get the right stuff. You get the Gore-Tex. You get Capaline or Cool Max, and that's all you need. It's the right layers, but the base is the most important thing. It's for the guys. It's long johns, but they're not cotton. Like Frank said, you don't use cotton, and you start off with a good base. You put on some long johns. You put on, you know, your T-shirt, and that's your Cool Max or your polypropylene, you know, silk derivative, whatever that is. Put on a loose fitting long sleeve shirt. And you've got a good rain suit.
Yeah, I guess I want to say something about long underwear. You know, I never wore long underwear till I did this job where I had to go to Wisconsin. Because long underwear to me, that's what Jed Clampett wore around the house. You know, it's like some hillbilly kind of thing. People
right.
are long. Let me tell you, if you ever wear good long underwear, it's the best. I mean, it really is. It's the warmest stuff in the world. I couldn't believe what a difference that stuff made. You look like a goober when you get undressed. You know, you're standing in your room. You go, I look like Jed Clampett or something. But it works. The stuff works.
Yeah, and the key is, it's not cotton. You want a polypropylene. You want a silk derivative. And plus, this is something a lot of people don't know, but when you get hot, it will keep you cool if you do it right. Now, here's another key, too.
Oh, wait, why don't you want cotton?
Cotton holds the moisture. We're always expiring. We're always perspiring. Right now you're perspiring and you don't know it. It's just the way our body regulates heat. It's what our body does. And what cotton does is it traps that moisture. It grabs it. It traps it. That's what gets cold, and then that's what makes you cold. When you've got a good silk derivative undergarment, it whiffs the perspiration away, and it dissipates, and it constantly does that. And you never have to worry about that buildup of the moisture, and you're not going to get cold that way.
Yeah, Dan.
Man, yeah. Do I feel dumb.
Everybody knew that.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, here's another thing, too. This is so important. Footwear. You need to have waterproof boots or shoes. And I could name a bunch of them. You know, you could, too. I mean, I don't have an axe to grind or anybody that I want to promote, but Danner's a good hiking boot, Irish Setter.
Columbia makes some
Macross,
boots.
Muck boots, those are good.
Muff boots?
Muck, M-U-C-K. Oh, they make some of the...
Columbia.
The only
reason I know Columbia is the only time in my life I ever went skiing in Colorado with my family. We took the kids skiing, which I'll never do again. We had to go out and buy a bunch of junk, and some of that stuff was Columbia, and it was really good stuff.
Yeah, that's a great company, and they do a lot of stuff for outdoors folks also. But what you want is you want to have socks that are just like your undergarments. They have sock systems. Now, it used to be you'd put on two pair of socks. Pop showed us that he'd put on his dress socks that he wore when he needed to dress up and wear a suit, and then you'd put wool socks over that. You don't need to do that anymore. They got sock systems at Cabela's or Bass Pro or Denny Dennis, and you put on one good pair of socks, and you've got waterproof boots, and you get you a good pair. Don't go cheap on your boots. Don't go cheap on any of your outdoor clothing.
These electric socks, these things work. And hand warmers.
They're electric socks?
Oh, yeah. They have a 9-volt battery.
Really?
It tucks down in their high socks. There's a little pocket and a 9-volt battery. And I'm going to tell you something. They work. It's like an electric blanket. They're warm. And heat warmers work, too.
Yeah, and you've got these hand warmers now that are so simple.
I mean hand warmers, not heat warmers. Hand warmers, you stick them in your pocket, yeah.
Put those in your pocket, and you can put your hands in there, and you can get your fingers warm or whatever. But the key is not to overdress. When you layer, you want to just have three layers, never more than four layers of clothes, and you're always going to stay warm. Have a hood on your rain suit. You probably want to have a wool sock hat. Here's another thing, too, when you're spending time outdoors now, is take your sunglasses with you. I mean, this is, you know, the sun coming off of the snow, it's bright, and you'll be comfortable as hell. And here's the thing, too.
Hell's not very comfortable. From what I understand, hell is uncomfortable.
No.
Have you been lied to?
You'd be comfortable as hell. Man, you're miserable.
Yeah, I was uncomfortable when I lived with my ex-wife. That
was
hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've been there. It's been a long time, but I understand that, too.
You lived with Dan's ex-wife?
Wow.
Man.
You guys should trade stories.
Probably. But it's real simple. You start off with your good base layer. You wear your jeans. You wear a loose long sleeve shirt, and then you got your rain jacket. And here's the thing, too. Most of the time, we're not facing extreme conditions. I mean, you guys. I mean, Tina talked about it. She's in and out of her car. You know, you're heading to the football game, or you're out in the park, or you whatever. A lot of times, people get cold. You know, when it's in the 40s, when you're outside and it's in the 50s and the 40s. And that's the things you don't think about. But you start off with a system like that where you just got a good base system, and you've got a rain jacket you can put on that's breathable, or rain pants, and you're going to stay warm. And it's just real simple. And that's
who knew?
The key
who
is
knew?
Not
who knew?
Getting cold to start with.
Who knew what a science this was?
Man.
Getting dressed for the cold. All right. Well,
yeah.
That's very good advice. Before we get away here, let's tell people how they can get a free copy of the Outdoor Guide magazine.
Well, go to OutdoorGuideMagazine.com. Right now we've got the new issue out. I sent some over to you guys today, and hopefully you'll get a chance to take a look at it. We're real proud of it. And we're going to be doing the St. Louis Boat Show next week. Now, since we started doing shows, you know, we've been offering the AM and the PM folks, when they come by and subscribe, extra prizes for subscribing. And, Frank, I want to tell you, I'm really lucky. I get to do lots of radio shows because we've got lots of folks in the outdoors that have outdoor shows, and I've probably done, I don't know, 6 or 8 shows since SHOT Show. And your folks, when they come by and they say AM and PM, they get extra gifts. And at the show so far, the results have just been phenomenal. There is no comparison to any other show that I do. You have the most.
Yeah.
You have the most loyal listeners.
They're loyal as hell.
And loyal listeners of all the shows that I do. And we appreciate it so much.
All right. Outdoor, give them the 800 number, or you can go to outdoorguidemagazine.com. That's the best thing to do.
Yeah, 800-706-2444, 800-706-2444. Call or go to the website, and we'll send you out a free current issue right away.
All right, Bobby, appreciate it. Bobby Whitehead, everybody. Thank you, Bobby. There he goes. And outdoor segment, and actually he's right, man. When they gave me everything he said was in that pamphlet they gave me that time I went up there, and they spelled out specifically, you need this and this and this, and here's what you put on first, here's what you put on second. If you get too hot, you take this off, and there's a whole big deal to be, if you're going to be out. Most people, like Tina said, though, you know, you run from your car into a building. And
but they say, instead of wearing just, you know, whatever underneath in a big winter coat, you're better off doing layers, multiple layers of, you know, different jackets or whatever. It actually keeps you warmer.
You hear that, and most people still don't do it. Right. It's like you hear what you're supposed to have in your car in case you get stuck.
Oh, yeah.
Who's got flares in their car? You got flares in your car?
No. I have a flashlight.
Yeah. First aid kit.
Yeah, you don't have flares. You don't have the triangle, the reflective triangle. They always put that in there, too. Mm. It's shovel. You shovel in your car? I don't have a shovel.
They used to have a big sign that you put up in your windshield that said help or something.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah. They sold a lot of those.
I have baby on board.
That won't help you in the cold weather. Well, it might. Somebody go, that baby's freezing. Yeah. Let's get that car. Actually, that's a good idea. Outdoor segment brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri on Highway 54. Just as you come into Osage Beach, boom, big staple sign on the left just before that. Look to your right. You'll see Pistols Plus. And in St. Charles County, Highway 94 at Jung's or Young's. I make everybody happy with that. Station Road. Pistols Plus. All right. Time to talk to a man who I think is going to have a big weekend, has probably had a big week already, John Londoff, Jr. John, how are you?
I'm great. How are you, Frank?
Good. You have to be a guy who knows how to dress for cold weather because you're out in the cold duck hunting and stuff.
Well, hey, you know,
duck hunters have to know how to dress.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't dress, you know, in camo to sell Chevrolets, if Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. I would look kind of weird, wouldn't it, if I came walking out, hi, folks, welcome to Johnny Londoff.
Well, it would look weird if you had your dealership in a wooded area. They wouldn't be able to see you.
Yeah,
you're not in the woods.
Where's the sales? Where's the?
Why don't you get an outfit that looks like that looks like pavement, and then they got on the lot and they couldn't find you. You'd be camouflaged.
Yeah, that would really go over well. Yeah.
How's everything?
Yeah, you know, number one Chevy dealer in the Midwest goes crazy.
Yeah. Well,
where's an asphalt laden suit? Yeah, has trouble walking up and down steps.
It can happen. It could happen.
It could not.
How are you? Is everything okay?
Everything's great. Everything is great.
The last time we talked, you were a little bit sensitive. What was it you got so sensitive about? I remember.
No, I can't even remember.
Overly sensitive.
You own a 12-acre facility with 600-700 automobiles and trucks and cars on it, and then you have to push the snow.
Well, you got.
We gave you a pass for it.
We gave you a pass. Yeah, we did. We said, you know what? We get it. So we're not holding anything against you. We understand. You were just. We thought Dr. Doug was more important than he was. That's remember that?
Oh, let's start talking about him again.
See, he's still a little sensitive. It's apples
start
and oranges.
About him again.
Apples and oranges. Two totally different occupations, and not one not related to the other. Not an issue at all. So you're selling cars, I assume.
We're selling cars today. It's the first really nice day in several, even though it's a little cloudy, but lots cleared.
Your guys that clear the lot have to be looking at this. I just looked at the forecast just now. Now they're saying.
Let's not talk about it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Sensitive subject.
A dusting to 3 feet.
Yeah. We just cleared
those. They cover all bases, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, it could be sunny and 60, or we could get 2 foot of snow.
Somewhere
in between, you never know. I mean, that is just unbelievable. But you know what's unbelievable?
What?
Chevy Cruze.
I bet you don't have any.
I mean, they are hotter than a firecracker.
I bet you don't have any.
We ask me how many we have.
How many do you have?
Over 100 in stock.
Wow. Ooh. Wow. That's a lot of Cruzes.
They have, like, the largest selection.
In the world.
On the planet. Really. And they're priced, again, $14,990.
That's ridiculous. Man. They must be pre-driven.
No. Brand new. 2011. Wow. $14,990. Chevy Cruze. 42 miles of the gallon, all right? Bluetooth technology, remote start from your smartphone.
I love Bluetooth. I love Bluetooth, and I love remote start.
You do love remote start. Isn't it the best invention
it is
ever?
It is the best.
You know, besides sliced bread. Chevy Malibu.
Hello.
Hello, everybody.
$17,990. Only $17,990 for Chevy Malibu and only $15,990 for Silverado regular cab pickup truck.
That's a lot of truck for $15,990.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Oh, you called me crazy.
No, I said that's crazy. See, sensitive again. I'll be glad when this weather's over. It's got you crazy.
Over now 200 pre-owned vehicles, and believe me, the guys that worked a lot, they know all about every one of those over 200 pre-owned vehicles. It's financing as low as 1.9% certified pre-owned.
That's crazy.
That is.
We got cars as low as $5,900 at Jenny Law and Duff Chevrolet. And say hi to Mike Radens. Mike does our radio spots down here at Antidote.
Hi, guys.
Mike, what radio spots are you talking about? What other radio would there be to do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I want to know. What other radio could you possibly even need? What's that about?
He runs other spots on this station.
He must have bought more on the station.
Nah, wait a minute. What, Mike, what do you do? Are you a
French language versions, aren't they, Jen?
No. Mike's been the technician. He's been the genius behind my radio spots for 17 years.
Now, these would be the other spots that run, the other commercials that run on our station, or other stations run these?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
That's right. What you said.
Every weekend, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, who knows how many.
You know the radio commercials you run on other stations, nobody pays any attention to them. You know that. It's wasted money. Just double up here.
Mike, let's turn this computer off. We're out of here.
Hey, Mike, if John's ever sick, I can fill in for him.
Yeah, listen to Dan do his Johnny Landoff impression. Go ahead, Dan.
I'm Johnny Landoff, and if I own my own building and lot off the Washington Elizabeth exit. We have lots of cruises.
Yeah. One take.
He can come in the studio.
Here's my Dan Stiles invitation.
Oh, boy.
Dan, we just opened the window. I know, but that was the funniest window opening I've ever experienced.
Oh, my goodness.
He does laugh a lot.
I'll replace this ad with a personal apology.
They ended that years ago.
Yeah.
That ended years ago. That hasn't run for years. Can we have a phone number and a website?
Phone number, 314-837-1800. That's 837-1800. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit in beautiful Florence, Missouri, and the website, which gets a lot of traffic, Londoff.com, 24/7, 365.
L-O-N-D-O-F-F.
Listen to this guy.
My goodness.
Mike, you're wasting an awful lot of time doing commercials for other stations. They're not effective, okay? You're wasting time. Save this man some money.
Unbelievable.
Double up the schedule here.
Listen, have a great weekend.
All right,
you send us a lot of your awesome listeners.
We will send them.
We're going to take great care of them.
Yeah, they know that.
And have a good weekend, kids. All right.
Mike, it was a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Frank, who do you like in the Super Bowl?
I got to go Steelers.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, sorry. No. Sorry for anybody who doesn't. And I'm not a fanatic about it. If you just have to make a choice, that'll be the choice I'll make.
Who do you like, John?
You know, this Rodgers is both quarterbacks are hot, but Roethlisberger's a little banged up in more ways than one.
Yeah, the funny thing is, the only reason I have to go with the Steelers, I have a friend who is such a fanatic. This is a guy that came over to our house to watch the playoff games wearing Steelers clothes with a change of clothes for halftime. If they don't win, I don't think I could be around this guy. That's why I have to go Steelers, just so he won't go nuts.
Now, Frank, isn't it true when you go to a Cardinals game, you wear a Cardinals jersey?
Sure, I wear something Cardinals. I do.
Okay,
of
good.
Course.
Yeah.
Cardinals cap.
Packers.
I don't go very often, but all right.
So it's a good game.
All right, they're on the way.
See you, kids.
Thank you, John.
Bye,
see you, Mike. All right.
See you, guys. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Mike.
Seriously. That guy does commercials that run on other stations? Ineffective. Let me tell you something, folks.
He's probably just, he likes Mike and he wants to keep him working.
Yeah. Most commercials that run on most stations, nobody pays any attention to them, okay? They just don't. It's a lot of wasted money there. Put your money here, and we'll make sure you get your money's worth.
Hey, someone wanted to know and called in, wanted to know who you were picking. So now we know Pittsburgh.
Well, and you know what? And I don't care. I just said Steelers because of this friend that I have, who's just a complete Steelers maniac.
But they also wanted to know who Tina would pick.
Who would you pick? Who are you picking, Tina?
I've always liked Pittsburgh.
Okay. Wow. I really don't care.
Two Pittsburghs.
I really don't care. I just might, if I have to be around this guy, I just, you know, it was unbelievable the last, that playoff weekend. That this guy, he come over and, you know, once, yeah, okay, we'll come over. They came over and he brings, I mean, he brings a banner and to wave and a blanket that's a Steelers, big, beautiful Steelers
Terrible
blanket.
Towel.
That's a blanket.
Oh, it's a big blanket.
It was a full blanket. And then he had the jersey, and then he had, if they're not ahead at halftime, he changes clothes into different Steelers.
Oh, that's pretty hardcore.
I'm not kidding. He's just and screaming and yelling, and it really wasn't the kind of game to scream and yell about, but he did anyway. And so this, it has to go that way just for the sanity of that guy. All right, we have to break, I think, don't we?
Yes.
Let's do that. And we come back, so don't leave. Please stay there. Big 550 KTRS. I'll gather outside. Oh, this is, yeah. It sounds like a Toby Keith song.
Too close.
Or, Brad
Aaron
Paisley.
Tippin?
Or Aaron Tippin?
No.
Is that who it is?
No.
Is it Kenny Chesney? Who is it?
Hank Jr.?
Nope.
Spent $48 last night at the county fair.
I should know who this is, but I don't.
Tim McGraw.
Okay.
I throwed up my shoulder, but I want her that teddy bear.
Boy, look at that guy. Look at that wife. Look at that life and that wife.
Hey, Phil.
Guy's a mediocre actor. And he's a movie star now. He must know somebody.
His dad was Tug McGraw.
Yeah, ball player.
Yeah.
And they didn't meet till Tim was older. He was an adult, right?
Yeah.
They had either didn't meet or had some strained relationship or something like that. Oh man, we got a bunch of stuff to go through here. I don't have an official roofing sponsor here, but I will tell you, I'm just going to do this because I know there are going to be a lot of you who, man, you got some roofing nightmares ahead of you. And I have a good friend in the roofing business, so I'm just going to throw this out there because in a personal door. It's not a commercial because I know him and I know the company, Compton Roofing. And there's this weird thing that happens with ice and snow. And it's a goofy, like, false leak. And it happens because it's a real weird condition that causes what they call ice dams. And what it means is it's a one-time leak. And once there's no more ice or snow, if it would rain, you wouldn't really have a leak. It's a weird thing. But a lot of roofing companies will capitalize on this and charge you to repair, make a repair that's not necessary. And I just thought you'd like to know about that because you're not going to hear about that from most other places. And I've learned a lot. The roof on my house, the whole thing was put on there by Compton. And every repair we've ever had done was by Compton. So I'm just going to throw that at you. Better Business Bureau, Home Builders Association, Roofing Siding Contractors, all that stuff. They're part of all that. And they've got it's a family business. They've been around for almost 60 years. So you're gonna the spring or in another week or two or at some point, there are gonna be a lot of you going nuts about, oh my goodness, look at this roof. What do we do? I can't personally. I don't like to something like this. Tell people where to go to do something unless I've got some personal experience with it. So even though we don't really have a roofing advertiser as such on a regular basis, I do know this Compton Roofing Company, and I know the man that runs it. And I'm just going to tell you, ComptonRoofing.com, burn that into your head. Don't forget that. You can find it on the sponsor list because off and on they have sponsored segments of the show. So it is on the sponsor list at FrankOpinion.com. So when you start going nuts about who to call, remember that name, Compton Roofing. I think people who are regular listeners know that I was privileged to have the last interview with Marlon Brando before he died, the day before he died.
Oh, that's right.
I don't like to talk about it a lot, but I saw this story today where Maria Schneider passed away. Does anybody know who that is?
Who's that?
Yep, Last Tango in Paris.
You are so smart. Ooh. Remind me to reward you in Mexico for being so smart. How did you know that?
I saw that movie a couple times.
I've never seen it. Is it a good movie?
It's kind of a weird movie. But
what's so weird? It was banned in Italy for 20 years.
Really?
They banned it for 20
nowadays.
Years. Oh, yeah, but this was 1972. They banned it. And Italy, they're pretty, progressive when it comes to sexual stuff, but they banned it. She was a French actress. And she was in that movie with Marlon Brando. She was 19 at the time. She just died at 58 wow. in Paris. She'd been sick for a long, long time. And I never heard of her. I never heard of Maria Stein, and I saw the movie. But and that's why, well, I'll play a part of the Brando interview. When I was talking to him, he was maybe smitten by her.
Really?
Because he mentioned her. Well, here, I'll play a part of the interview. This is the day before Marlon Brando died, and I was talking to him. You'll hear me in the background. It'll come up here in a second.
Yeah, we were waiting for
it. Brando, yeah. You'll hear me. Mr. Brando, you've worked with a lot of people over the years. The standouts, the exceptions. Anybody who, for any reason, that you probably will never forget working with.
And in fact, there was I did a movie called Last Tango in Paris. Excuse me. My memory is starting to go on me. Did you see the movie Last Tango in Paris?
No, Mr. Brando, I did not see it.
There's a little bit of dark, kind of a risque. Maybe not everybody's taste. I know in Italy they banned the movie. They didn't want to play it over there. That disappointed me. There was a young girl in there named Maria Snyder. She was 19 when I worked with her. I remember I met her and I said, hey, we need to make sure this girl is 18 years old. I don't want you in on the jailbait on the set. And they assured me she was. She was then 19. She was something, I tell you, but I don't know. I don't see much of a big acting future for her as a big star. And I can't put my finger on it. I don't know why. I just, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she'll be like, you know, the biggest star I'd ever hit the movie world, but I don't think so. And I'll tell you something else. Mm. She doesn't seem very healthy to me. I just think, man, I hope this poor girl doesn't, I hope she lives to see 60. That sounds crazy, I guess, but, and that's just a feeling I got. Like I told you, Frank, I just have a feeling I'm not long for this world. I don't know why. I just, something tells me that. But, Maria Snyder, you'll get a chance to see Frank see Last Tango in Paris. Would you do that for me?
I'll try to watch that someday, Mr. Brando.
I got to take a break. Can we cut the recorder off? I'm not feeling very well right now, okay?
Wow. Ooh. Wow. That's my goodness. Chills. I get chills.
That's pretty close.
60. I get chills.
How did
he was
know?
Worried about her dying before 60, and sure enough,
that guy
she did.
Was a prophet.
And when did
58.
He die?
58. What year did he die? Did he die
about? I'm going to say it's around 2000,
late,
maybe.
Late 90s or 2000, somewhere in there. Well, I play those old interviews back, and
man. Whew.
Don't you remember what date?
Don't you remember?
Don't you remember what date you did the interview? Because he died the next day.
No,
you have, like,
you know,
written
I don't.
On the...
I have a bad memory.
Oh, well,
I need to look up the day he died. Then I know the day of the interview. We need to look that up because then I know the interview date.
2004.
That
well,
interview.
What day did he die?
July 1st.
Well, then that was done June 30th. That would have been a June 30th interview with Marlon Brando.
That interview took a long time because
he gave me 3 hours.
You have a lot of stuff.
Here, let me play it when I sat down with him. I'll roll the tape. I'll roll it right now. Mr. Brando, I know you're a busy man. I'm just going to sit off here to the side and let you just sort of tell your story, and I don't want to take a lot of your time.
Frank, I got all the time in the world for you. You know, what do you want, 2, 3, 4 hours? It's yours because, you know, I don't know many radio people, but I'm gonna tell you, I respect what you do, and I have a sense of humor. I'm just thinking back on some of the jokes you told over the years, and you take all the time you want, my man. Take all the time you want.
Wow, he was so gracious to me that day.
Take all the time you want when he knew he was dying. Wow, that's really impressive.
That's a lot. That's generosity right there.
He gave you some of his last hours.
You know your hours are numbered, and you're that generous. Well, that guy was something else. He had those. You could probably hear in the background. We tried to edit it out, but you can't get it out. It was a little gastrointestinal problem.
Is there a scene in the movie? Sick. I haven't seen the movie either, but Tina has. Is there a scene in the movie where it's like a breakfast scene, but it's kind of getting frisky? And he asks for the a stick of butter.
There's something about
the butter. Is the thing.
There's something about butter. What is it? They use it in sex or something, or like a
as in part of the word butter.
Oh my goodness!
I thought it was Last Tango in Paris, not Grease.
That's funny.
I guess I need to watch this movie.
Well,
I remember hearing it wasn't that good. It wasn't a great movie.
It was a little odd.
It was like that, what did Dennis Hopper do, Blue Velvet or something? It was weird like that. I didn't see that either. That was supposed to be weird with some weird sex stuff in it. Yeah, they're not going to launch a big investigation into the shenanigans of this Italian Prime Minister, Silvio Berlusconi. And this is the guy that's supposed to, you know, have prostitutes and all kinds of stuff. And the Parliament rejected the prosecution request for to search his properties and all that. You know what? Italians, I mean, I'm not Italian, but I think, here, I got a friend in St. Louis who's Italian, and he's a very successful guy. And he tells me one day that he mentioned his wife. And I said, I thought you were divorced. He said, yeah. He said, I am divorced. And I said, well, you just said you're at home and your wife. He said, yeah. He says, you know, when I'm Italian, he says, I live with my ex-wife. And then he says, sometimes I'm with my current wife. And then he says he goes to Florida. He has a home down there, and he has a girlfriend he lives with in Florida that his wife and ex-wife know about.
Hey.
And I said, wait, they all know about each other? He said, oh, yeah. I said, they're all good friends. I said, so you got to be kidding me. Your wife lets you have a girlfriend. You know what he says to me? He says, hey, I'm Italian. That's what he's talking about. Like that's standard behavior, which I doubt that it is, you know, for all. But he just, it was no big deal.
Yeah, I mean, tried convincing Angela I was Italian, and she wouldn't go for
no,
that deal.
She won't buy it. I tried to. I came home and told my wife after the day I had lunch with that guy. I said, hey, listen to this. And she said, yeah, well, try it. Go ahead. Try it. I mean,
changing my name to Pignoni.
Yeah, women. They don't want us to branch out and embrace the customs of other countries. They just, right. You know, they want us to stagnate, I guess. We'll work our way toward the Playhouse here. Here's another place that's going to be really busy. And if you're one of those people thinking, oh, man, we had a little accident and slid into somebody or they slid into us, whatever, where do we take the car? If you're really AM of the PM and you've listened for any time at all, you're not asking that question because you know where to go. Schaefer. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And the reason I spell it every time is if I heard it, I'd go run into the phone book and looking up S-H-A or get on the phone, my iPhone. That's where I get most of my phone numbers. And I'd be wrong because I wouldn't find it. It's S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. This is their 26th year in business. 2011 means 26 years. And I'm going to tell you something. This place knows how to put a vehicle back together and hand it over to you like nothing ever happened. The only thing it looks like happened is you left your car somewhere and they just spit shined it for you and detailed it and cleaned it up. That's it. You can't tell where their work starts and ends. And that's the true test of a great body shop, when you can't even tell where the work started and ended. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. There are 6 locations. And if you don't have a body shop, because the truth is most people aren't in a body shop. I mean, it's not something you go to every month or year. The average is every 7 years. So time comes, most people don't know where to go. They ask somebody they know. Well, you know what? You know us, and we're telling you. Schaefer Auto Body Centers. Urgent care.
Tender Cube Steak.
Oh, lunch lady.
Oh, man.
You can't beat a good Cube Steak. Well.
I can.
Good afternoon. I see what you did there.
Oh, my goodness.
Good afternoon. Tender? Beat. He could beat.
At the very end, it is.
Man.
We're talking about cooking still, right?
Of course we are.
Yeah. Okay.
Welcome to the February 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Argosy Casino Alton. We'll tell you who's on stage at Argosy's Music Hall. Hope those of you who went last night enjoyed your crab legs and shrimp and the all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab leg buffet, which they have every Thursday night. And, of course, we'll remind you to get your Argosy Preferred card. We'll do all that after we do this.
Hey!
Let you know who we are. Fast becoming one of the finest gourmet chefs in the St. Louis area, maybe the country.
Oh, well.
Eon the Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, we would like you to sit down with Mark and Jason and maybe get a fresh perspective. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Recovering from some dental work. A little bit, not 100% orally today. Able to say hi is, well, you're not. You're not orally 100% today. Would you agree?
Sure.
Maybe she is probably right. I probably shouldn't be. You'll be fine by the time we get to Mexico. There shouldn't be anything you can't do.
Hey, I think tomorrow might be Bill Clevelin's birthday.
We'll find out. He's coming on here. We'll find out. Tina Dalpiez, even in pain, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
See, what a trooper. Mouth in pain. Still say, not really in pain, just sort of, you know, feeling the effect. Yeah, tender. That's a good way to put it. The tender mouth of Tina Dalpiez.
Thank you.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great. Hi to everyone. And We should call the lunch lady in Mike Evans' segment there.
Well, we could, because he's not going to be on. Yeah. He's fleeing from the cold weather back to Southern California. He's a big baby, and he had to get out of there, so we may do that. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. Reese is in heaven.
Your horse is hind end.
You are? Well, good luck, man.
What?
That Red Boy's heading down to Dallas with that weather moving in. He's driving down tonight with a big rental trailer behind him. Going down there as a vendor. Got a vendor's party. What are you selling down there?
Cheese.
Going to sell cheese.
Hey! All the Green Bay fans.
Oh, the Packers, the cheeseheads. Oh, my goodness.
I think
he's
smart to do that. He's showing me he's made some little hats out of cheese. Hey, you'll do well.
The one day a year, that's not a bad idea.
That's exactly right. He's going to clean up. How about Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot all about how Bill Clevelin likes to do trivia on Fridays, so we didn't have enough time, so we put him in the playhouse. That way we can do our trivia, and I can gain ground and maybe get in the lead again at some point. We're brought to you by Argosy Casino Alton. I told you that the Drew Hastings with Johnny Kavanaugh, that show is sold out. I also told you that coming back for the umpteenth time, he's been there a lot. I think he's got to deal with Argosy. He's there, I don't know, three times a year or something. He's the one, the only Chuck Berry. It's one show, one night. Every time he does it, I say, well, this could be when he's hanging it up because, what is he, 80? 80?
83,
oh, yeah,
I think.
He's past 80, yeah.
Unbelievable. April 9th. And so, you know, there'll be a time when you go, hey, did you ever see Chuck Berry? And you'd have to say, no, I had a lot of chances, and I didn't do it. Well, no excuse. April 9th, 7 o'clock, Argosy's Music Hall. The one, the only, Chuck Berry. And the Outfitters Grill is a wonderful, wonderful restaurant. It's like a, when I say first-class restaurant, you have to dress up to go there. You dress the way you'd go to go to the casino. It's just a really nice restaurant with really good food. We don't talk about it enough. The Outfitters Grill, and, of course, they have the Captain's Table Buffet. They're also in the middle of the Go Techno promotion, where there's a lot of high-tech stuff and cash that you can win. And, of course, every Thursday night, the all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs, the biggest crab legs in town. And an easy-to-remember 800 number for tickets to shows or any information or anything like that. And it is a smoke-free facility, 1-800-711-GAME. That's 1-800-711-GAME. And now, the Bill Clevelin music. There it is right there. From downtown St. Louis, it is the Bill Clevelin segment, starring, of course, Bill Clevelin, along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by the Cleed Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now with a special Friday trivia, Bill Clevelin.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, everybody.
Wow, what's that crowd? They love you.
That is terrific. How's everybody this Friday afternoon?
Everybody,
good, Bill.
Everybody but Tina.
How old are you going to be tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I will be 31 years old.
Aww. Wow, man, you're getting up there.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Very kind. Thank you very much. And oddly enough, I decided since it is my birthday tomorrow, I would do trivia today from 1980. So everything I'm about to ask you, all from the year 1980.
You were born that year.
I was born, yes. Born in 1980. Here we go.
We're ready.
January 7th of 1980, then President Jimmy Carter.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
He's trying to ask a question.
Peanut farmer down in Georgia. I'm Jimmy Carter, running for president. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have your vote. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Bill?
Go ahead.
Bill, are you there?
Bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jimmy Carter gave $1.5 billion of government money to bail out what car company?
Ooh.
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Chrysler?
That is indeed correct.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Is that Lee Iacocca?
Yeah, is that when Lee Iacocca took over?
That's exactly right.
Wow. Also in January of 1980, with a little bit of irony, what two Middle East countries first established diplomatic relations? Yes.
Holy cow. Israel and Egypt?
That is correct.
Yes. On fire.
Anwar Sadat.
On fire.
Did you send him the answer?
No.
Yeah. No.
I studied a lot.
Oh, boy.
Well, we still got a few more to go.
Okay.
That year, the Winter Olympics took place in what U.S. state?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Lake Placid.
What state?
What state, idiot?
New York?
Okay. New York. That is correct. Yes.
Okay, pulled it out.
Nice.
A little help from Tina.
It was Miracle on Ice.
And the Summer Olympics in 1980, which the U.S. boycotted, took place where?
Tina.
Yes, Tina?
Russia.
Moscow. No. Okay, I'll give it to you.
Okay, sorry.
Over there.
That's a state.
I need to be sorry. No. I said where did they take
it? Yeah, we didn't specify.
Okay, sorry. In 1980, what popular arcade game was first released? I believe it's the most popular arcade
game.
Ooh. Yes, Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Pac-Man?
That is indeed correct. Yes, Pac-Man.
I knew that.
Wow, Dan. Hot today.
In 1980, what Star Wars movie was released?
1980?
Dan?
Star Wars movie. Yes, Dan.
Empire Strikes Back?
Yes.
Wow, you are.
I'm taking a back seat to you.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I was off the chute, running.
In June of 1980, what cable channel first debuted on the air?
Dan.
Yes, Dan?
Oh, cable channel first. MTV?
Nope.
Peon.
Yes, Peon.
CNN.
CNN, yes. In the summer of 1980, what popular comedian caught himself on fire?
Frank.
Yes, Frank.
Comedian.
Richard Pryor.
Richard Pryor. That is correct.
Okay, move over, Dan. I'm climbing around. Right. Coming up.
Ronald Reagan is celebrating his birthday this year. He's one day after me. Thank you very much. If you're born between January 18th and February 20th, what is your sign?
Sign.
I think I'll guess.
Yes. You got to say your name.
Tina.
Yes.
Is it Aquarius?
It is indeed Aquarius.
Even with the new stuff.
Yeah. That's correct. Okay, one more, finally.
All right.
What was the first number one hit song of 1980? The artist was named Rupert Holmes.
Tina.
Oh.
Yes, Tina.
Rupert Holmes. It was the Pina Colada song.
Yes, that is correct.
It's not the name of the song.
Or it's called Escape, but that's in the title, actually.
It's not the name of the song, though.
Yeah, it is Escape.
Foul. I'm calling foul.
Look it up, buddy.
I'm calling preferential treatment.
Nasty again.
Preferential treatment for somebody with bigger breasts than the rest of us.
And can you blame me? The,
not necessarily.
Bill Clevelson,
I think Dan's saying one of us has bigger breasts than Tina.
That's what I heard. Yeah, that's the way I took it.
Hey, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
Can I leave now?
Yeah.
The Bill Clevelson segment is brought to you this afternoon by our good friends, of course, at Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Clevelson on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See you later.
There he goes. Yeah, I remember that song. It was a stupid song. If you like pina coladas and walking in the rain. Or something. Yeah, something caught in the rain. It was one of those chick, you know, I don't know. It was okay.
Mm-hmm. You have half a brain.
I brought this in. This is a yogurt cup. My wife had some yogurt. One day I got really hungry, and there's no food in our house because she doesn't cook anything. So
right.
There's never any food. I find some yogurt. I'm starving. I mean, I'm literally just, I'll eat anything. So I open this yogurt. It just tasted horrible. I was like, ugh. I couldn't stand it. So I said, what is that garbage?
Is it Greek?
Oh, yeah. It's great. Whatever is healthy, that's what it is. Tasteless garbage. I said, this stuff is horrible. And she says, well, I can't believe that you would even eat yogurt. I said, well, I'm not going to eat that. I said, why don't you get some, you know, like, I know I've tasted, you know, good yogurt. So she brings home this is Yoplait Light, okay? It's bananas, strawberry bananas. It's pretty good, all right? And if you eat it, you at least psychologically think you're doing some healthy.
Right.
But listen to this. I want to read you. I thought, well, what the heck is in this, I wonder? I know there's a little taste of strawberry in here.
Live now, cultures.
Well, here, I'm gonna read you what's in this. And if you read it thinking, maybe I should look at the ingredients, I promise you after you do, you still have no idea what you're eating. Here's what's the ingredients, all right? Cultured, pasteurized, grade A, non-fat milk. All right, I know what that is, I guess. High fructose corn syrup. I've never really known what that is. Fructose corn. What does that mean, fructose corn
it's
syrup?
Like sugar. Sweet, yeah. It's like a form of sugar.
Sugar. Strawberries. Modified corn starch.
Modified?
Yeah, what does that mean? Modified. What does that mean? Non-fat milk. Didn't they just say cultured, pasteurized, grade A, non-fat milk?
Right.
But then they say there's also non-fat milk. What's the heck's the difference? One's
maybe
modified, one's not. Banana puree. Kosher gelatin, citric acid, natural flavor, tricalcium phosphate, aspartame, potassium sorbate, added to maintain freshness, red number 40. What is that?
The dye to make the color.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to eat something that says aspartame on it.
That's just fake sugar.
Yeah, diet sodas have aspartame in it.
Ew.
Vitamin A, acetate, and vitamin D. Wow, I don't know. It contains phenylalanine. Phenylalanine. What is that?
That's the stuff that's in diet soda as well. It's a form of
like a form of sugar or something.
Yeah, artificial.
And
sweetener.
Here's a word: phenylketonuric. Holy cow!
Phenylketonuric or something.
Listen to you. What is that?
That's the same thing, I think. I think it's a form of...
you know what? You are becoming like a gourmet.
Well, you know, I try to learn everything.
Anybody that knows those ingredients...
Anacanapunner.
You know some stuff. My friend Bob McKay says you need to check out this commercial. I guess it's going to be on the Super Bowl Sunday for Volkswagen. He says a great commercial, a little kid in a Darth Vader outfit.
Oh, I saw that
you
today. Yes.
He said, so watch for that.
It's really fun.
He told me, I haven't had a chance, but he said, go check it out on YouTube. And apparently the kid thinks that he's got magical powers.
Yeah.
Thinks he's starting a car. His parents are inside looking out the window with a remote start. And he thinks he's doing it by raising his hand.
The whole time they show him in this Darth Vader uniform, and he's trying to get the cat to do something. He holds his hand up, and he's trying to get other things around the house to do something. He gets frustrated, and then his dad comes home, and he runs out, and then he stands there, and he's holding his hand up by the car, and his dad
starts the car, and he thinks he did it with his magical powers. That's a pretty good idea.
Oh, I'm not. That's that. What is it? Phenyl ketonuric.
Whatever you said.
It's not. It's not any. It's not an actual ingredient. It's people have phenyl ketonuria. Which is like when you would put something on the product. This is for people who are diabetic. That's the same thing. They have this condition, and so they have to put that on there to let people know who have this. That
it's like if you had a peanut allergy.
It's from the aspartame, yeah. And then
I'm with Dan. I don't like that word aspartame.
No,
I don't like that. We have a little 12-year-old girl in North Highlands, California, wherever that is. It's in California somewhere, and. She got some of that Valentine's. It was, you know, those little pastel-colored hearts have little messages on. Kiss me, I-L-U-V, and the letter U. You know, you've seen
right.
them. Yeah. So she
conversation gets hearts, I think.
Is that what they're called? She gets a bag of these things, and one of them says, nice T-I-T-S.
Now, don't they
that's a compliment.
I think they
make. She's 12.
Oh,
they make some for adults.
Oh, I'm sure
like
they
that.
Do.
Well, this wasn't the adult bag.
I know.
Apparently,
just somebody snuck a dirty one in there.
One dirty one got in the bag, and Yeah, they're called Conversation Hearts, it says. They bought them at a store in North Highlands, California. The dad says he was shocked when his daughter found the message. So now they've mailed. This is a mistake. The candy maker, when they called them, they said, well, mail us the piece of candy. No, no, no. There's your evidence. You don't want to do that. You don't want to send them a picture of it or something. You don't want to send them the piece of candy. They said that they wanted them to mail the entire bag with it in it back to them so they could investigate. Well, I think your evidence is... And here's the other thing. This could be one of those, somebody looking for a buck. You know how easy it would be to make
stamp one of those?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, sure.
But if they send the whole bag back, they probably have the production number and they can narrow down when it was made and who maybe was working at that time and that kind of
thing. That still doesn't mean they couldn't have planted one in there themselves to get money. Usually when you hear that there was a mouse head in my Coke stuff, it's almost always the person put it in there.
Yeah.
I don't think I remember one story where that actually was, oh, yeah, we're sorry. In the Coke plant, every once in a while, we get a mouse head in the Coke. It's never been the case.
It happens.
Yeah, I don't think so. Got an email earlier from a guy. He says, here's a great joke, and it is a great joke. And the more I thought about it, I thought, well, we should tell it today. And I don't think we do it but once a year. But just like we have our cold weather jokes, we have our Halloween joke, Freddie Freeman. We have our Christmas Santa Claus joke. We have our hot weather joke. This is going to have to become our Super Bowl joke. Every year, we'll just have to make this the traditional Super Bowl joke. It's been around forever. We've told it a bunch of times, but what the heck? There's no better day to tell it than today. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
We'll make it Cowboy Stadium, since that's where it is. Packed. Big crowd. Super Bowl Sunday. And the game starts, and well into the first quarter, this guy notices one seat empty on the 50-yard line, right down. I mean, the perfect seat. It's empty, and it's been empty the whole quarter. And they go into the second quarter, and this seat is still empty. So he can't stand it. He walks down there, and he, excuse me, works his way through, and he says to the guy next to the empty seat, he said, can I ask you about this seat? And the guy says, sure. He says, is anybody sitting in this seat? It's a great seat. He said, no, there won't be anybody in there. Then can I? He said, sure, sit down. So he sits down. He says, man, I got to ask you something. How is it that a seat like this, man, I mean, like the perfect, how could it be empty like this? He says, well, my wife and I are big football fans, and we've been to a lot of Super Bowls. I mean, a lot. We try every year to go to the Super Bowl, and we planned this. This was a special one for us because it kind of coordinated with an anniversary, and so this was a special one. We made a point to get these tickets, and unfortunately, she passed away. The guy says, "Oh man, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry." He says, "But couldn't you have given the ticket to? Do you have a brother?" He says, "Yeah, well, I have a brother, very close to my brother." He says, like, a dad who likes football? He says, oh, my dad loves football, yeah. He says, you have kids? Yeah, one of my sons plays football. He loves. He says, well, couldn't you have given the ticket to one of them? He says, no. He says, why? He says, because they're all at the funeral.
When I start making love,
oh,
I don't just make love.
No,
I be stroking.
No. I be stroking.
That's what I be doing.
Uh-huh.
I be stroking.
Oh, yeah.
I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking.
That's Tony Bennett, isn't it?
Yeah.
One of the things you can bet on for the Super Bowl is whether or not Christina Aguilera's national anthem will be over or under a minute 52 seconds. Now, they say if it's in the 40s, that was the original forecast, that they might open the roof. They'd still be warm, and they'd open the roof, the sky, so you see the sky. And if they do, there are people that believe that it'll be colder, and she might want to get through it and get back to the luxury box. I would bet on the over, and I'll tell you why. This is a big venue. This is a big exposure. Wouldn't you want to milk that song for as long as you could?
Do you remember?
What a spotlight to be in.
Remember Whitney Houston's version?
Wasn't it Whitney Houston?
Faith and, Hill, I think. Or,
was it Faith Hill?
I think one that's the one that everybody went gaga over.
Oh, it was tremendous. And it was a long version.
I'd go for it. I'd stretch it out. I mean, this is your moment to really get, I mean, one of the biggest stages.
I think it was Whitney.
Yeah, there are definitely, been, yeah, it could have been Whitney. There are definitely pros and cons for either side to go on that one. So
I'd go over on that.
Yeah. You can bet
she
on
does
that.
All those runs.
Yeah. She's got the run. Well, she's going to hurry it up.
She's going to get off
get back to the luxury box bathroom.
Unless it's too late, and then she just may go, well, it's already too late. I may as well just stay out here now.
I just keep seeing it. Yeah. The heck? You can bet on how many times, how many quarterback sacks there'll be, how many quarterback sacks for each quarterback. You can bet total score, odd or even. I mean, there are 200 recognized Vegas sportsbook bets that they
prop bets
that,
they call
prop
them.
Bets
yeah.
that basically mean you don't have to know anything about football. You just like to gamble. You're just gambling. And the most I've enjoyed Super Bowl games ever were when I had money on them. Look, you can't help but really get into it because you know you got money that you're going to make or lose. Will the Packers score in every quarter? Will the Steelers score in every quarter? How much? I mean, it's just 200, and it goes on and on and on and on. We going to call the lunch lady?
Yes, I'll call her. Right,
let's do it. We haven't talked to the lunch lady for a while. We used to call her, back in the good old days, we used to call her regularly. I don't know why we stopped. She stopped working at one place. That was
permitted. Right.
And she didn't do that anymore, and she kind of changed her routine.
Okay.
Up. All right. Where does she work now? Do we know?
I don't think so.
She reads it for a retirement home, I believe.
Ah. I don't like her.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, are you having a good day?
Yeah.
Well, I hope so. Today we are going to have baked fish with a lemon ring, good old mashed potatoes and gravy, bread and butter.
Oh, that sounds good.
And for dessert, Hattie Mae's favorite, prune whip. Yes, we are.
Prune whip.
Now, what's today, everybody? What is today?
Friday.
It's Friday.
How'd you like to live with this chick?
Friday. Yes,
I don't think she's
is.
Married.
And who wants the Steelers to win the Super Bowl?
The Steelers?
I don't know who's going to do it. But anyhow, I got to hang up here and feed my dog and... Oh, guess what happened to me yesterday?
What?
I was eating something, and my front tooth fell out. That's awful.
Oh, my
goodness.
It
was a crown, and now I have to... Oh, it's just terrible. Now I feel like I'm from West Virginia. Okay, love ya. You know the lunch lady does. Bye-bye now.
You know... I can't decide if I really, really like her or if she just irritates me to death. I'm serious.
I like her.
She would get, every day, she would start to really get on your nerves, wouldn't she?
Man, I wonder what she looks like with that front tooth out, too.
Oh, boy. Isn't she a big woman?
I think I saw a picture of her one time. No, not really. I don't think she was really big.
No matter where she's worked, every menu, every day has mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah. Every day.
That's right.
Now, I like that.
It should
like
be on every menu.
I'd like to eat wherever she's cooking or wherever. All that food sounds good to me except that prune whip. I don't know what that is.
It helps me poop. And you know what happened to me?
Hattie Mae's favorite, so Hattie Mae must have an issue with
I was eating something and my teeth fell out.
Oh, man.
I didn't know you could get a crown on a front tooth, huh?
I don't know. I would guess so. No cheerleaders at the Super Bowl. Neither team has a cheerleading squad. So there will be no cheerleaders. And look, I don't know. There are actually, you've got some quotes here from professional football players that say they, quite frankly, don't even know that they need cheerleaders. But it's tradition. You know, it doesn't really cause anybody to get more into the gear. You're either into it or you're not into it, and I don't know that it does. It's eye candy, and that's really all it is. And I just think it's what's interesting to me is college football, you'll have male cheerleaders, okay? Yeah. Usually, probably kind of effeminate. Not always. I'm not saying every male cheerleader is effeminate, but that's not a regular guy thing to do is be a cheerleader. Well, how is it that the colleges have, but no pro team has ever had a guy as a cheerleader, have they?
I don't know. It
doesn't transfer over into the pros.
So. No.
But why? If people tolerate it at a college game.
It's not that they don't do that type of cheerleading in a football game. Usually it's just girls with
dancing.
their pom-poms and their...
Shaking their stuff.
Shaking their goodies.
Not quite the gymnastics. No, it's really not
because
the
they
gymnastics.
Don't do, that's
they do.
Really why they only have those guys on those cheerleading teams, right? Is to throw the women up in the air and hold them up by their legs.
And that's how you know they're probably gay. Because their women are spread out their above their heads. I mean, they've got their little shorts on.
Yeah, how do you not pop
and
a Woody?
They hold them up by the you know, crotch. They actually sit on their hands.
Oh, yeah.
And some women don't like to wear underwear.
Yeah.
You'd have
you
to
think
be
every
gay
cheerleader
to do
on
that.
A college team wears underwear?
Yes.
Why?
They have those special panties that they wear.
I want to
they
be a
do.
Cheerleader.
Yeah.
You would have to be gay. Otherwise, you'd be walking around with a raging boner down there in front of everybody.
Maybe
right
they
down
wear
the
a
sideline.
Cup.
Your panties have a crack in them.
I'm not immature. I'll tell you that. Hey, what's this story? This show that's on tonight, and we'll get to a couple of calls. This do you know who you are, or what is it?
It's another NBC? One that goes back on your family
who do you
tree.
Think you are? Yeah, it's a bunch of people finding out who their ancestors were. Does that sound like a good show?
Yeah, I think they're interesting.
Not to me. I don't even care who my own ancestors are. I don't care who Vanessa Williams' ancestors are. Honest to goodness, I don't know anything about
it. Oh, it's all celebrities, and they go back and look who...
Who is it that's on tonight? Steve Buscemi? Yeah, I want to know who his great-great-grandfather was.
Yeah.
That's interesting to me.
Probably a bunch of good-looking people.
Gwyneth Paltrow, Lionel Richie, Vanessa Williams, Rosie O'Donnell. I don't even want to know who she is. I sure don't want to know who her ancestors are.
Dan, what happens if you find out Lionel Richie's in... you're in his family tree.
What if
you
he's your first cousin?
You guys have a look-alike.
I don't know.
You had a perm in the 80s, right?
You
look like a white Lionel Richie.
I know who my grandmother was and who my other grandmother was, and I didn't know my grandpas. I never had granddads. They died when I was a little baby, like one. I know, and beyond that, you know what? I have no idea who any ancestors were. All I know, my great-great-grandfather, I've told you this before, and I know this for a fact, Fort Hood, Texas. General John Hood was my great-great-grandfather. I am a direct descendant of John Hood. That's what Fort Hood is named for. Wow. That's the only thing I know. I don't have any idea who my relatives are. Do you, Peon?
No.
Do
no,
you
I don't,
really care?
I would like to know, but...
Why?
I don't know. Just interesting.
I don't care.
Reading history, but you have a connection to it somehow. So.
Yeah, but I'm weird. I just never had cared. So that's what that's about tonight, is who do you think you are? Maybe it's a great show. It sounds really bad to
me. I'm probably related to the guy that came up with the cup sizes for women's breasts.
Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, yeah.
If you were a direct descendant of the man who invented the bra, and that explains your obsession?
Yeah.
And the guy...
Well, it makes sense.
You remember the guy who robbed the Bellagio and he robbed it with a motorcycle helmet on?
Right.
That was back in December 14th. They just caught that guy. Did you see this?
Yeah, and his dad's a judge.
What an idiot. First of all, the guy is a bankrupt real estate broker. He's a victim of the economic times. But this guy's a complete idiot because he goes to the Bellagio with his motorcycle helmet on and he scoops up these real high-rolling
$25,000 chips.
One chip. $25,000. Yeah. Now, when you get home and you look at what you got, you got to be going,
What do I do?
What do I do? What am I going to do with this? There's only one thing you can do. You got to go back to the casino and gamble with them. Well, guess what? They're going to kind of know, hey, look at that guy with all those $25,000 chips. That's probably the guy that robbed this place of $1 million and $1.5 million.
Oh, you know they were scrutinizing every $25,000 chip that was.
That's exactly how they caught him. They caught him on the floor of the casino. He's what an idiot. He's 29 years old, and they said that he lost $105,000 one month after the heist. Well, that's not an easy trail to follow. And then on New Year's Eve, he goes back and loses $73,000. I guess he thought if he could take those chips and...
Play with them a little bit and win, and then cash out.
Well, then he could... I don't know where the guy expected to go with that. If you're going to... know, steal something like cash that you can use. And then let's take a couple calls here. Are these guys still on? Cliff,
yep.
Cliff still on here? Hello, Cliff. How are you?
Hi. I'll tell you what. The state of the NFL address, number one, is what they were calling it on all the cable stations with Roger Goodell. The state of the NFL address.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
And then Roger goes on to say, the commissioner, the reason why they need all this, money, what they're looking for is luxury boxes, and I have a problem with that. They need more money. They want to rack up ticket prices, and I don't know.
I'm with you. I think football, more than baseball, is a sport for rich people, if you really want to go.
Well, and the commissioner say this today on his state of the NFL, or whatever he called it.
Yeah, that's a bit
much.
That's a
bit
much.
You don't mock it.
Yeah. All right, Cliff. Thank you for the call.
I'm sorry.
No,
I have more, but I'm going to leave you alone because I know you need to go night-night.
Okay. It sounds like maybe you might need to go night-night.
All right, Cliff.
Good. Thank you, Cliff. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. You sound very relaxed.
What show are you calling,
Cliff? I think
you
called the wrong show.
You called the wrong show.
Are you calling a sports show?
Wait a second. Is this KZK?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got the right station.
Mm-hmm. We're fresh.
Who are you calling?
Sorry, I was calling Ed Goodman.
Ed Goodman? I'm Ed Goodman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Where is he?
I'm right here. Hang on, I'll get him. Hang on. Ed?
Yeah. Some guy out here wants to talk to you. I would come in.
Yeah, hey. Hey, Ed Goodman, how are you?
Sorry to bother you. Hey,
right.
Ed.
Yeah.
Cliff?
Yeah.
Cliff, did you?
Cliff, are you still there?
Do you have any stuff left?
What stuff?
You know the stuff.
No, man, we sold it.
No, man.
We sold
it. Gave it all away.
We sold all the good stuff.
Our last stuff just went out the door, man.
Cut him off. I'm afraid he might go off the deep end here. What the heck? What was that?
I don't know, but
I was giving stuff away. Evidently.
I don't think Ed Goodman's on the air right now.
I think Cliff was overdosed.
Wow. That was interesting, to say the least. First of all, he has the wrong station, but then the station he's looking for, he asked for a guy who's not even there anymore.
Yeah.
And when he was there, he was on in the morning.
And then he was talking about sports.
And then he goes, yeah, he had stuff left.
Ooh.
Wow.
Hmm.
Folks, we don't know anymore.
I could have listened
that
to that for.
Let's talk to Dave. Maybe this will be go a little different direction. Hello, Dave. How are you?
Just fine. How's everybody there doing?
I think Dave's got the right station. Dave knows where he's calling. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, I believe I do. I don't know about that other guy.
No,
hey,
I
was just wondering what the family life would be like if Mike Evans was married to the lunch lady.
Hey, you know, can I tell you something? That's exactly what I was thinking when she did that long.
Yeah,
I'd say that's what I thought about. Those two together, wow, they wouldn't have a neighbor within a mile. That's a good observation.
Yeah, well, I just thought I'd call in about that. I don't call in very often, but
well, you ought to call in more often.
Yeah, I probably should.
You should.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll start next week. Thank you, Dave. Have a good weekend. There goes Dave. He's going to start calling in next week. Since Sunday, before we leave you, since Sunday, think about this, 18,700 flights canceled since last Sunday. That's a lot of flights. There's some messed up travelers sitting around. We're coming back. Big 550 KTRS. I think I pretty much cover everybody when I say, hey, I hope your team wins. That includes everybody. Hey, we will be back here Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way?
I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.